Make your dreams a reality. Join Toastmasters. To find a meeting near you, visit toastmasters.org.au.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The federal government is urging all Australian organisations to protect their networks following a large-scale state-based cyber attack. The Prime Minister says it is affecting all levels of government, industry, political organisations, education, health, essential service providers and operators of other critical infrastructure. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says these kinds of activities are occurring on a more regular basis.
Today, the Australian Cyber Security Centre and the Department of Home Affairs have published a very detailed technical advisory, which is available at cyber.gov.au. Now, this advisory provides all the necessary steps that Australian organisations must take to detect and also to mitigate this threat.
The Fair Work Commission says it took a cautious approach surrounding business viability after announcing a 1.75% rise in the minimum wage this morning. Union groups were calling on an increase of up to 4%. Some of the sectors hardest hit by COVID-19 in hospitality, arts and tourism will have to wait until February next year for an increase. Commission President Justice Ian Ross says the risk of a second wave of coronavirus infection could lead to further business closures.
It is generally accepted that it is largely dependent on how well the spread of the virus is contained. There are some indications that the economy is beginning to recover, but the outlook, including the nature and speed of the expected recovery, remains highly uncertain.
Retail trade rose last month, up 16.3%. The Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows retail turnover in May rose to $28.83 billion. That follows its biggest ever fall in April of 17.7%. Big rises were identified in clothing, footwear, personal accessories and food establishments, while household goods spending was also up. But spending on cafes, takeaway and restaurants was down 30% from the same time last year. The federal government's move to double the cost of university arts and humanities degrees has attracted criticism from the Greens and Labor. The federal government says the move is aimed at steering young Australians into what it calls job-relevant courses by cutting the fees of many STEM, nursing and teaching degrees. Victoria and South Australia have today announced a further easing of COVID-19 restrictions. In South Australia from today, up to 20 people will be allowed at a fitness class, while outside gatherings can include up to 300 people. And Queensland visitors will no longer have to go into quarantine if travelling to SA. In Victoria from Monday, 50 people will be allowed in cafes and restaurants, and cinemas and theatres will reopen. Victoria continues to record new cases, with 13 today. Australia has reported close to 7,400 cases of COVID-19 and 102 lives have been lost. Globally, almost 8.5 million infections have been recorded and 453,000 people have died. Turning to sport now, Tennis Australia has expressed its support for world number one Dylan Alcott as he challenges the cancellation of the wheelchair events at the US Open. Alcott says the players had not been consulted by the US Tennis Association, saying the decision is disgusting discrimination. And in rugby league, Brisbane lock Patrick Carrigan is facing a grade two dangerous contact charge in last night's 21-point loss to the Knights. He faces a maximum two-game ban.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's a lovely 19 degrees maximum for today. We may even get higher. Mostly sunny and light winds for the rest of the afternoon. The sun will set tonight at 5:06 and be back up again 7 o'clock in the morning. And the weather for the weekend. Saturday, expect a late shower, 7 to 20. Sunday, the showers will ease, 10 to 18. And Monday, mostly sunny, 6 to 16. The moon is a new moon this Sunday.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Fairfield, Pine Road at Fairfield Street. The damaged rail levered crossing boom gates. Haven't seen that one for a while. Please take care with the boom gates there. They have been damaged and not operating. You're advised to approach with caution. And the rail staff and emergency services are there to guide you through as well. And the other incident, Penshurst, Forest Road at Penshurst Street. Traffic lights are blacked out with traffic affected in all directions. It's 5 minutes past one. You're on a live 90.5. Business Insights with Mario.
That is very, very correct. Thank you, Darren, for the lovely, lovely, lovely introduction. And let's come back to our guest, Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting. Farid, thank you for your very professional, very, not just honest, but very, how to put that word, Darren, for the very wide answers here. I mean, why the accounting is important, because it's like my knowledge about accountants from the beginning was like they're just doing debit credit.
25 years of knowledge.
Yeah, that's
and very, very, the one word I like to use for Farid is authentic. Thank you.
Very authentic. Darren, that's spot on. That's what I like it about Farid, who ventured not just from Sudan to come to Australia, but ventured to create translate his love for the money and accounting into his own business for 23 years. And Farid, you can listen to his interview today later on online, 90.5 website, and you can hear it, his story, how he started, which is very, very unique, and you're going to like it. Now, Farid, let's go talk about businesses, continue about businesses. You know, there's a good accountants, there's a bad accountants. I have experience with the bad accountants, and I don't need to go into details, but, you know, I've been warned a few times, you know, by the people, you know, I should change accountant, because basically it's all about, don't worry, you know, you're going to pay no taxes, you pay no this one, but there is no way you don't pay taxes, you know, you need to pay the taxes. However, the most accounting advisors that I ever got, it's people who are not accountants, they know everything. Did you experience that one?
Yeah, yeah. I think people try and be all and try and be all encompassing. So you may be talking to a financial advisor or an investment advisor, but we know they're not accountants, are they?
No. But they might have the right advice to you, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but they can use this on a court of law. It's not.
They're not licensed to give that.
I think that the accountants know everything about GST and BAS.
Yes.
No one else can wrap that up with the debits and credits and yada yada.
Yeah. Question for you, short one. Difference between bookkeeper and accountant.
Okay, so basically in licensing, a bookkeeper can take your accounts all the way up to trial balance.
Okay.
When they lodge, they can lodge your business activity statement, but they cannot lodge your tax returns. So accountants are tax agents, therefore they can lodge your business activity statements and your tax returns.
Interesting.
But bookkeepers can only lodge your business activity statement. Now, recently bookkeepers have been licensed and they actually need to come under registrations to lodge business activity statements, which is a great thing. And they have also professional indemnity insurance. So there is a lot of improvements in that area. So they can take your accounts, reconcile your trial balance, lodge your business activity statement, but they can't lodge your tax returns. Accountants and tax agents can.
Now, we're coming towards the end of the financial year, and this is the biggest question of the day. COVID-19 truly created the havoc amongst the people's finances. And I mean, left, right, and center. Regardless you have the money on accounts or, you know, you have big savings or not, however, that uncertainty and the length, possible length of being isolated, you know, and not working, people make put on the edge. Now, can you guide us through the process that job keeper, job seeker, and what's the measures that supports the government actually give? Because I still don't understand today. I don't know, Darren, do you understand the difference between job keeper, job seeker? Yes, we see.
I'm not in business. Those who are in business or those who are helping business would know. So if we're read, tell us.
Because there's a many titles as well in the newspapers how the employers doing the wrong thing. So, like, give us your...
I'll try to make it as simple as possible.
Please.
I might not have enough time to discuss all of that.
Treat me as a 5-year-old Mario.
Let me start with the easiest one. So the easiest one is job seeker. So job seeker is through Centrelink, and it's basically getting Centrelink help with a subsidy That is what we call COVID-19.
Yeah.
So this is if you don't qualify for anything, you will go for the job seeker. And it's the lowest amount. Now, also with business, you've got the job keeper. So job keeper, if you are in business and you're actually either a sole trader or you have employees and your income has dropped by 30% or more, comparison period of March this year compared to March last year or April this year to April last year, so on and so forth, you can then apply to receive the JobKeeper payment, which is $1,500 a fortnight or $3,000 a month per employee that you have in your business. If you are a sole trader, you're also entitled to receive that $1,500 a fortnight. But the only condition is that your business need to have dropped by 30% or more.
How does somebody going to approve this? So you look into this for the businesses, right?
They can. That's correct. So you look at your turnover and compare the months this year compared to the same months last year, March, April, May, compared to last year. And then there is process where you actually need to register either in your business portal or as a tax agent or a bookkeeper, they can register you in the business tax agent or BAS agent portal. And then you need to make a declaration every month of how much is your turnover. And based on that, the ATO will then deposit that amount. There's also what we call the cash flow boost, which is if you have employees and you are paying POIG, you are entitled to receive at least 10,000 in two lots. So therefore 20,000 maximum. So the first lot happened in the January, February, March quarter, and the next lot will come into the next quarter. A minimum of 10,000 per time, so 20 in total, a maximum of 50 per time, which is a maximum of 100. But with that one, you need to have employees. Now that's on a federal level. There's also different states have different initiatives. So in New South Wales, they had the 10,000 grant, where if your income has dropped by 75% or more, you are entitled to apply and get $10,000 grant, which by the way finishes by the 30th of June. And there is a new grant that the New South Wales government has actually also announced recently. We don't have a lot of details, but it's around $3,000 where you can apply, and that is only if you dropped by 30% or more. And you can use that in your business to help you with social distancing measures.
Lots,
so basically, if you need
to do details there, I'm flabbergasted. Now, I know one thing is I do keep myself somewhat up to date by following ATP on Facebook.
Yes.
And so I recommend anyone else should do that as well.
Yes.
But I have a question. I was down at my local cafe and talking to the owner, who I know well. And she has found it very difficult because with JobKeeper, most of their workers were itinerant and hadn't been there 12 months. Have you seen that with some of your clients? And is what's available to them, are they kind of like, is the whole restaurant industry, cafe industry, is that a gap or has it been filled by some of these initiatives?
Yeah, unfortunately, so the rules with that you're talking about, that's for casual employees. So the rules went is that if you have casual employees and the casual employees were not in the business for 12 months or more, you would not be entitled to get JobKeeper for them. But if they had that employee as a casual for 12 months or more, they would have been able to claim that. Also, it is available for part-time employees and full-time employees. And the reason they did this is because if a person is on casual basis, they were not really in the business for that long for you to prove that I have actually, by me not paying them, they have been affected.
So what can a cafe owner do? Have they got other avenues to go down?
There's the $10,000. So for example, cafes and restaurants, a lot of them were actually either shut down or forced to go on takeaway for a period of time only, which might mean that they would have definitely dropped by the 75% or more. So the business owner of that cafe, they themselves could claim the JobKeeper. Only for their casuals they can't. Mm-hmm. So the fact is, you qualify the business first. Once the business qualifies for the JobKeeper, you then look down and see which employees are entitled to receive.
So Mario, it gets quite complicated, no doubt.
Look, be honest with you, like I was listening, you know what I mean? And then I was lost on halfway through and then I realized it's good to have the Fari Zaki in the studio.
Exactly.
Because most of the businesses will do, you know, all the, those who know everything, you know what I mean? Do this, do that, you know what I mean? Like, fortunate enough, my business and personally, I shouldn't do nothing. But that's like, I know that a lot of businesses done this part, and I don't know how they're done on their own. And I mean, I'm very grateful to you today with us in the studio to explain to our listeners, you know, I mean, about JobKeeper, JobSeeker program. Now, the latest news in US, it's 10 major banks in US is declaring bankruptcy right this very moment.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be very, very, very interesting, all this. Now, I ask you one question. Do you know the figure, how many job seekers is currently seeking this in Australia? Do you know any figure?
Not on top of my head.
Okay,
no.
So what's going to happen when this finish?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Let's
How the ATP accounting can help people who suddenly become, you know, losing the job and everything else, but they have some savings or, you know, shares or superannuation. Darren and I asked Darren to lend me half of his super, but he says he's already spent on a bicycle. He's going to the France. So I said to Darren, like, what are we going to eat, brother? You know, it's like, no, jokes on side. And there's a super involved as well in that scheme, because that's Darren, right. You saw on TV, on a radio, heard as well, other stations, it's actually a lot of people during COVID access a superannuation, which is hard making money. But, you know, I mean, how this influencing as well overall capacity of people to financially, you know, I mean, live now to that period job seeker, job keeper ends, and how do you help them with the superannuation as well?
Yeah, look, I think the main thing, Mario, is we can't look what will happen in 3 and 4 months. What we can do is think positively about where am I now?
Yeah.
Where can I do with what I have now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I need to prepare for the future, but then am I better off to focus on what I can do now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that starts by you approaching a financial planner, whether you are in business or whether you are in a job, even if you lost your job or you have been moved into JobKeeper, it's a good idea to go and seek help and say, look, can you help me? Because, look, there could be a lot of resources, whether it be funds or assistance otherwise, that you can tap into that you do not know about.
Do you suggest that we should tap into superannuation if it is for difficulties?
Look, I think
that was a deep breath for you.
Yeah,
like, it's like,
look, I have to be careful because, of course, this is financial advice. But the way that you're talking about is accessing 10,000. So if you are below pension age, accessing 10,000 before the 30th of June and accessing another 10,000 after 1st of July. The way this was done, it's a special measure under COVID, and the condition of that, you need to have actually lost 20% or more of your income to be able to access that. And you go through the ATO and apply for that, or through MyGov, if a person has a MyGov on their personal.
Or through accounting.
Or through your accountant or financial advisor. But I think it's very important to think, firstly, you need to have dropped by that 20% or more. And you need to think about, what is it that am I going to actually use that money? So if you're taking that money and then you're going to float it in the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
then it's, do you really want to do that? Because at the end of the day, you need to think about this $10,000, what is the value of that $10,000 prior to the fact of the market going under? It could have been valued at $12,000 or $15,000. Now, would you want to take that money and just waste it? No. If you need it to pay your mortgage because, you know, you have no other availability and your income has dropped, then yes, by all means, consider doing that. But my best advice is plan where you are now. We can't change what will happen. Nobody has a crystal ball that could tell what will happen after JobKeeper. But what we can do is work strategically and think, what is it that I can do now? And think outside the box. See, the thing is, when people think outside the box, so the other day I was looking on TV, they had a couple of restaurants where they actually had covers on top of individual tables.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was kind of felt something. It was like a dorm or something. Yeah,
dorm.
Yeah.
You know, think outside the square, you know.
I did as well. You know how I think, how I managed this, Darren? You know, I just cleaned the account for my son, you know what I mean? I said to him, it was a wrong investment, my son. All your savings is gone. So, like... You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Ferry Zaki from ATP Account. Don't rob your child account like I did. If you're lucky, have the studio ATP Account CEO Feyzakis. So we take a short break, Darren?
Indeed.
Thank you.
Back soon.
Back soon.
Alive 90.5.
From the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Stay sponsor.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A
Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Did you know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches during their 13 years at school? We know that one in three cases of cancer can be prevented by adopting a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating well. But 93% of children don't eat enough vegetables, and adults aren't eating enough either. At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.au.
Healthy lunches, yes.
Healthy lunches indeed. 25 minutes past one. We need to get to our lunch, but we've still got 25 minutes to go, Mario.
Yeah, but before we go to lunch, Darren and I, you know, I mean, we need to squeeze more Farizaki from ATP Accounting, who is simultaneously proud sponsor of the Live 90.5, this awesome radio station. Farid, before we took the break, you know, we spoke about some finances, you know, I mean, the job keeper, job seeker. Now, I saw something on TV. So, like, you know, that's me seeing on TV that, you know, I can get something $150,000 worth of vehicles and we paid no cent. So I want to buy the new Porsche, you know what I mean, for myself and Aston Martin for Darren, you know what I mean, because we need, you know, we need it. It's like, how we can get the cars for free? What the government says, you $150,000 you get and you get you're not paying cars?
I want a bike as well.
And a bike, yes.
It's probably more expensive.
Okay, Aston Martin with the rack for the car, bicycle.
Yeah. You've got it.
Yeah?
And the latest bike.
Yeah, let us buy. Yes, please.
Is this possible?
Is it possible? Can we get a car for free?
Good question.
Porsche Aston Martin.
So basically what you're referring to, Mario, is the government allowed people to buy assets in their business up to $150,000,
yeah,
up to the end of December, and they can claim it outright without depreciating.
Okay,
only condition is cars. Cars are limited by 57,581. So if you can get a Porsche for 57,581, you can have that immediately written off before the 30th of June.
Is that a new vehicle or secondhand?
It doesn't matter, as long as it is an asset that you're going
to
use.
Okay, so what does that mean? Let's say we buy the vehicles up to whatever. What did you say, amount?
So only vehicles are limited by that amount, 57,581. But I'm not talking about work vehicles. So I'm not talking about like trucks and, utes that are over 1 ton. This is different. You can still buy those and claim them outright. The only difference is in the past, any asset that you buy in your business, we needed to depreciate it and therefore claim it over a number of years. What they are allowing under that claim is that if you buy an asset up to 150,000, you can have that deducted. If you pay for it before the end of June, you can have it deducted this year. If you pay for it from July up to the 31st of December next year, you can have that amount deducted from your business profit and not pay tax on that. Rather than a few years waiting for that, yes, you're on the line. You can go. But the only condition is with vehicles, they are limited by that depreciation limit.
Okay. Please explain to me in the plain language. If I buy the vehicle, whatever, let's just say for, you know,
57,581.
Why is this number? Like, why so many? Why is it not 50,000 or 55,000, Darren? Why is it must be 57,239?
Look, I think the reason why this limit actually came out is the idea is that the government did not want people to go and buy Porsches for $500,000 and claim that on the tax.
Yes. So what it means, like, when you say, like, I buy the vehicle for $57,000, what does it mean I can claim? What is the amount of money government tries to work?
So let's think about it, for example, from a company. If you have a business running as a company, the company will pay 27.5% on its profit.
Okay.
So let's imagine, for example, you have a company and the company made a profit of $100,000.
Yeah.
You would have had to pay $27,500. Say the same year, instead of you doing that, you go and buy, say, for example, partitioning in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You need it for your business, or you need to buy computers or assets. You've got a radio station, you need to buy some microphones, you need to buy some sound systems. It's going to cost you, for example, $100,000. So instead of you having to pay 27.5 cents in a dollar, on that 100,000, you can immediately claim that 100,000 that you paid for this equipment and pay no tax on that $100,000. And the difference is, instead of in the past, that 100,000, we used to depreciate it over a number of years. The tax office is allowing us to claim that one go. And rather than wait till you claim it over a number of years, you can claim it this year. So it's a great incentive if you have a business and you need assets that you need in your business. Buy it before the 30th of June. You can claim it outright. If you can't and you want to buy it, the date has been extended from July, 1st of July to the 31st. But remember, if you pay it after 1st of July, then you can claim it in the 2021 tax year rather than the 2020.
The part I heard is like, don't pay the taxes, Darren.
I was just thinking, well, now you've got your, I've got the Aston Martin. You've got
with the rack for the new best bike, bicycle, yeah.
But that's in a business.
Yes.
Shall we turn to personal?
Well, look, I was thinking about personal business because I know that working from home started and was being manifested and marked by toilet paper crisis.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And I was at a workplace and we were actually storing the lock and key to the loo paper away from general staff just to fear that we would have a run on the loo paper and the business would go under. But jokes aside, I found myself at home quite quickly doing things like Zoom and whatever and running from Zoom meeting to Teams meeting to a WhatsApp meeting and actually getting quite busy. But I was on the kitchen bench with my laptop and doing it that way and struggling with earphones and those sorts of things. And it was really hard to actually get a sense of feeling of who I am, what I am. But then the ergonomics, this, that, the other. So has there been some support for people in their home, in their home offices, as what they've needed to do while being isolated and needing to voluntarily work from home or compulsorily working from home? How have you assisted clients, or do you have some clients who are PIWG earners, and do you assist them? And what can they claim as it comes up to tax time?
Okay, so basically this actually goes for PAYG employees, but it's also for business if they were running from home. So basically we have different expenses in your home. Two things. One we call account occupancy expenses, and one we call running expenses. So your running expenses will be things like your internet, your electricity, your water. Yeah. That's running expenses. Occupancy expenses will be things if you own your house and you're paying a mortgage, will be your mortgage repayment. If you're paying rent, you're paying rent. So this is your occupancy.
Sorry, quickly on that one, because that asks a good question. So I come from Dubai towards the end of the March, so need to stay home, like, you know, compulsory lockdown, whatever it was called, self-isolation.
Isolation for 2 weeks. Yeah.
So that time, you know, I was working from home, but I continue work from home. So is this tax personal tax? So is this tax I bring in from what I work from home onto the business sheet, or is how this works?
So basically, you have two things. Firstly is the business, and you are an employee of the business. So therefore, if you
I'm not just an employee, I run the dead star.
Yeah.
I'm the
Lord. You're the
Vader.
Boss, yeah.
Look, you need to think about it this way. Yeah. Any business owner, if, for example, they have a company as a structure, they are as well an employee of that company. Mm-hmm. So they are entitled as an employee to claim that. They don't have to be working for someone else because they're working for their own business. Yeah. So what happened with that? We have two options. We have, firstly, we need to think about the occupancy expenses, and the other one is the running expenses. So the running expenses is taking a percentage of your internet, your laptop. If you had to buy a fancy chair to sit on, a table, you can claim all these deductions.
Yeah.
But you need to think about it. This is the running expenses.
Yeah.
But then the tax office said, look, this might be a little bit too difficult. So what we're going to do, we're going to do what we call the simplified method, where they allow 80 cents per hour from the period basically where you started. So the 1st of March to the 30th of June, you can claim 80 cents per hour as a claim. The only catch, Mario.
80 cents per hour? Or
80 cents per hour. You can claim that as a deduction. But hold on, if you do claim that, that's the simplified method, you cannot claim any other expenses like internet, like phone, like depreciation on your computer. So my advice to you,
80 cents an hour.
It's 80 cents an hour, but it is replacing a percentage of your internet.
So it wasn't 80 cents per hour. I'm just lost now.
Well, just for example, the way I take it, so say you're working at home, and I've got internet and I've got running water and those sorts of things, so I could calculate, okay, so for 40% of that day and nothing on the weekend, my internet was that, and here's a portion of it. It's claimed my phone as well. It's all seeming too hard to say, well, what did I actually use for the work? So you just toss that aside. But say 80 cents an hour.
Okay. If you remember, I was working those days 26 hours per day. So, like, what are you laughing? Seriously. Oh, you're listening live, 90.5 Business with Mario. And our lovely guest, very professional, who can guide you how to save the money, make the money, and report your buses, taxes, and everything else, and not toilet paper. Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting, proud sponsor of Alive 90.5. Darren Knight, take a short break, and we'll be back after the some music.
Alive 90.5.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. And drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind. And darling, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Dhurlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at dhurlpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5, playing cool music.
Indeed, 90 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5 does play the best music and also has the best programs.
Where the time is flying, darling. I mean,
it's just flying away.
Every time we're in the studio, like with the guests, like Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting, just gone like this. Well, Farid, I just spoke with a friend across the desk, you know what I mean? And, you know, tried to ask you to, you know, give me some tips and advice, you know what I mean? And now it's a time for the tax return, right? And it's not just tax return personally, but it's professional.
Business-wise,
yeah. You know what I mean? And you crush my dreams. I can't buy Aston Martin to Darren and myself the Porsche because the government's going to get
snappy. You just can't claim it, Mario.
Well, I want to claim it. What would you claim it? I mean, like, I have a still pictures of the cars I want, you know, on my wall and dream. Now, what's the biggest hurdle people are experiencing when it comes to the end of financial year for the businesses or for the personal ones when the tax return? What do you see the biggest challenge for the everybody, businesses and privately?
I think lack of preparation. The idea is you need to be prepared for whatever it is that you need to do at the end of the financial year. So basically, if you come after the end of the financial year and say, well, this is my business accounts, what can I do? There is hardly anything that you can actually do. The idea is in your business, you need to plan what is it that I can actually do to proactively save some tax in the legal way and actually help me in my process. So one of the things that you can do, if you think that your accounts are a little bit low this year, maybe what you can do is hurry up some of the people that owe you money so that you can enter this income into this financial year. And the other way around, if you see that you're making too much profit this year, what about you pay some of the expenses and the bills that you have so you're lowering your tax? Remember, 1st of July, company tax rates will drop from 27.5% to 26%. Is it better to have that put in there? You can contribute up to $25,000 in super and have that as a tax deduction. Have you considered looking at that? If you are in business and you have a few clients that haven't paid you and they are not going to pay you because their business closed down, is it worthwhile to looking at writing that off as bad debts? If you have stock in your shop and that stock is obsolete and it's just sitting collecting dust and you have to throw it in the bin, is it worthwhile to write off that stock, to revalue your stock? Because that would lower down your income and therefore lower down your tax. You need to think proactively. If you have any outstandings to your employees, for example, and you see that there's too much profit at the moment, what about you pay some of these expenses now? And then you can basically claim that and lower your tax and have a bit of planning.
Oh my God, like, you know, I'm truly grateful that you're today with us in studio because, like, we saw that accounting, I was the first one, and I will be the person who's going to say this. Accounting is not such a boring thing after listening to you for, like, last, I don't know, 45, seriously, because it's not just about credit and debits, you know what I mean? But I won't take your advice not to take the profit, and I'll not feed the cow because I like myself.
Feed the cow. You want milk next to you, don't you? That's what we call selective hearing, right?
No, I'm all the age. You know, I mean, I'm a man. I'm 40 years old. But before we close, because it's like we are coming to the end of the show on a business insights in Maro Live 90.5, and our guest in studio, Fred Zaki from ATP Accounting. You can hear his podcast today, interview with us, with Dan and myself, on live90.5.com.au. But we are not over yet. So, you know, I mean, we're going to talk a little bit more. You don't want to share with us how to steal the money. Darren doesn't want to confirm for the ATO that I work 36 hours per day. So my tax is going to be very, very... I can't buy the Porsche. It's not good. So tell us something before we go. How people can find you, and where they can find you?
Okay, so firstly, they can jump onto the website, atpaccounting.com.au. Mm-hmm. My office is in the Nexus Park, in the Nexus building in the Norwest Business Park, so they welcome to drop in, Suite 1054 Columbia Court. They can follow us on Facebook, ATP Accounting, also on Twitter, on LinkedIn, Farid Zaki, and on Instagram, ATP Accounting dash.
You're smiling, and Darren and I, you know, you promised us you're going to give us your PIN number for your credit card. You know,
definitely. Show, like, yeah?
But I can't promise you there won't be anything left on the credit card.
I'm just going to claim all taxes, you know, I mean, like just a portion last to Martin. But, you know, what keeps you occupied, or how keep yourself healthy when you're not working?
I do lots of networking.
Okay.
Take lots of selfies.
Why a lot of networking?
I think the main thing, if you are in business, you need to go out and connect, network with other businesses and collaborate. Now, let's think about my opportunity in here, being in the radio. How did I come here? By meeting Jillian in a networking event. She invited me to a breakfast that you were doing fundraising for Cancer Council. Mm. I came in, I met you, I met Darren, and it's about thinking outside the square. Where can I meet people? How can I collaborate with others? Think outside the square. As growing your business, you can't just sit on your desk and expect everything to fall.
I feel that I want to ask you, are you a sponsor? Is it a sponsor?
Yes.
Why are you a sponsor of Line 90.5? Apart you like Darren and I in the studio, because
of course, I love you guys. I love the radio station. I think it's all about collaborating and helping each other, Mario. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's about giving and taking. And when you are in business, you basically have to support others that are in business. You guys are doing a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you.
I love your business show. And it's great to see that there are people who are actually reaching out to help other businesses and give them advice. And the good thing about your show is you have people from different avenues looking at helping people in business. So hats up to you. Enjoy the radio and love being here. So
no, thank you, Fred. Before you go, we have a few more questions for you.
Ask.
You know, I mean, we started this war, Darren and I, you know, I mean, and we are punching each other in the face very often before the show starts, because we have the, you know, the, what's it called? How would you call this? Dilemma?
It's or a dilemma.
Dilemma.
It's the breakfast toast spread dilemma.
Oh, nice.
You have a choice. Walking alive from here?
Is it Vegemite or Marmite?
The problem is, Mario, you're sitting right in front of the door.
Okay. So
I have to really choose wisely, right?
You can say Nutella. Come on, share with us.
Okay. Well, I love Vegemite. What's wrong with Vegemite?
No.
Come on, Mario.
Okay. That'll be it for today. Now, before we go, I'd like to say, Fred Zaki, thank you so much for being our guest today. Again, to all our listeners, thanks to Darren Capes Davis, the technical brain behind this radio station. You have possibility, and you should tune in, and you'll be glad you did it today on our live 90.5 website.com.au. But before I go, I'd like to we recently interviewed one of our guests, Daniel Tolson, who is inviting you to come next week online. Search for Daniel Tolson website.com. He has something in Malaysia, 500 most richest people. He's giving presentation, so he's giving you all of you access. It's called, just a second, I need to read, it's 100 DNA or something like this. Yes, that's correct. 100 times DNA in Malaysia, not in Korea. And you can learn some new tricks. But before, Fred Zaki from ATP Accounting, thank you so much for being the sponsor of Line 90.5. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Time for selfies, Darren. And goodbye, everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Alive 90.5.
To hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
disagree. Travel the world in the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world in the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world in the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be like you. Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Hold your head up.
Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The government is urging Australian organisations to update their cybersecurity measures as they reveal